Demonstrators in Egypt, as well as Tunisia, were motivated in part by a lack of jobs and economic opportunity, especially for the young. As NPR's John Yitzhak reports, Egypt and other countries in the region have lagged behind in transforming themselves into modern economies.
The lack of economic opportunity in Arab countries is not a new concern. It's been an issue for some time. Back in 2002, the UN Development Agency produced a report citing a lack of education, freedom, and rights for women as factors holding back many Arab economies. More recently, a Brookings Institution project focused on issues blocking the aspirations of young Arabs. Senior fellow Tariq Youssef was one of the project's directors.
You have a large segment of the population of youth that is unable to make this important transition to being productive, happy adults, and who at the same time happen to have no voice.
Access to global media also means young Arabs are far more aware than they used to be that their countries have not been keeping up with the faster-growing economies of Asia. That stoked their discontent, says Zachary Karabel, president of River Twice Research, a financial consulting firm.
The more awareness people have of others doing well, the more they are able to look at their own situation in a negative light and demand change.
The irony is that the Egyptian economy seemed about ready to take the next step in economic development, says Mohammed Al-Aryan, CEO of the giant bond investor PIMCO. It has been opening up and growing faster in the past half decade, he says.
Over the last few years, we've seen much more progress than we have in a long time. However, as it turns out from what's happening in the street, this progress wasn't fast enough given what people were feeling.
Isabel Coleman, a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, is hesitant to generalize too broadly about the economic challenges in Arab countries. Not all their challenges are the same, she says. But she agrees with Al-Aryan that growth rates have been very respectable in Egypt recently, around 6% a year. The problem, she says, is that most Egyptians live on about $2 a day, and they aren't benefiting from the country's growth.
Its economic gains have really been concentrated among the wealthy elite, and you've just not seen the trickle-down that people are looking for.
Add to that the alienation of the college-educated, who face an unemployment rate of 30% in Egypt, far higher than the rate for the less educated. That creates a combustible brew. Zachary Karabel says the problem is that President Mubarak flirted with economic reform, but never fully embraced it.
In any reform, some vested interest loses out, and you have to be willing to take that on. If it's your own bureaucracy, if it's the army, something has to give, and in Egypt, nothing has given.
Tariq Youssef, who is also dean of the Dubai School of Government, sees another factor holding back Egypt and other Arab states. He says they've been distracted by pressing security issues during the past decade.
The war in Iraq, the war on terror, and concerns about the Arab-Israeli conflict and the emergence of Iran has been both a distraction and has been a reason for why the bigger issues became secondary and increasingly absent from the policy debate.
The debate over those bigger issues, economic and political opportunity, has now been taken out of the halls of government and into the streets, where the outcome is even more unpredictable. John Itzdi, NPR News, Washington.